A meningitis epidemic in Niger has infected well over 5,000 people and killed more than 350. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders warns there's no vaccine available for the particular strain of the rapidly spreading disease. Meningitis inflames the membranes covering the brain and spinal cord. It can spread rapidly in overcrowded areas. Emmanuel Massar is field coordinator in Niger for Doctors Without Borders, also known by the French acronym MSF. He says the meningitis outbreak began a few weeks ago and has hit the capital especially hard.
We are really, really worried about the situation there in Niamey. We are concerned because of the fact that the disease is spreading pretty quickly in Niamey.
The good news is treatment is available.
Basically, for meningitis, we have one antibiotic, which is really, really effective. If you receive the patient soon enough, you give the proper treatment, and it should be okay.
However, Massar emphasizes that treatment must be given early.
One of the things we are seeing in Niamey is that the patients are arriving really, really late, and sometimes we don't even have the time to treat the patient, and we lose the patient pretty quickly.
The fatality rate can be as high as 50% if not treated. The outbreak now underway in Niger is caused by the C strain of the bacteria, which is not generally common in the region. In fact, much of the population of Niamey was vaccinated for the A strain in 2010. Massar says no vaccine is available now in Niger for the C strain.
One of the problems worldwide is the lack of vaccines. At the moment, it's not possible to buy any more vaccines. It doesn't exist at the moment. They are producing more, but at the moment it's not available. It's one of the big, big concerns we have.
MSF is operating a 350-bed meningitis treatment center in Niamey. Niger is in what's known as the meningitis belt. It stretches across 18 sub-Saharan African countries that are home to about 300 million people. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.